Welcome back to the Thoughts from the Bench podcast. This is episode 27. I'm your host, Luke Jett, and there's a lot of bandwidth in the background. There we go. And I am here with Shane Hardy, Ben Marks, and Austin Guthrie. Guys, how you doing?
Fantastic.
All right.
Good as always.
So we are going, on this podcast episode, we are going to talk about the Bears' Monday night victory against the Jets. We will preview the Bears-Packers game this Sunday, and we will give our weekly pick-ems. And Austin's in the lead with that, and he's a game ahead of Ben, and three games ahead of me, and Shane is still under 500. So that is how the pick-ems roll. So we'll start with the Monday night victory. It was a 27-19 victory for the Bears over the Jets. Shane, we'll start with you. Were you nervous at all getting down in the last drive?
Yeah, I was nervous actually. I want to thank Rex Ryan personally for not running the ball all game, because I feel like if they would have tried to stick with the run, it would have been a different game. I want to thank you for making Geno Smith throw the ball.
Well, I agree with that. That, especially on that one, I believe it was third and goal. And they ran a cute quarterback draw for Geno.
You got Chris Ivory, who's one of the hardest backs to bring down in the league. And I think, what was he averaging? He was averaging some crazy per carry this year so far, too. And you're going to run it with Geno Smith.
I completely agree. Ben, Austin, what was you guys' take?
I was happy with how the Bears did. Defensively, I was happy with our defensive ends. Beginning of the game, just ran a lot of zone reads. And because, you know, Willie Young and Jared Allen weren't going after Geno, they were patiently waiting there. Zone read didn't work as well as it had in last year or even the games earlier in the year. So they can go back to it later on in the game, which helped the Bears defensively. Jay Cutler played well. He didn't have a lot of passing yards, but we didn't have the ball a lot. No down throws, no interceptions. So,
what was that, Ben?
And I personally,
I missed that last part of what Ben said. It cut out.
All right, no problem. I thought it was a good game. It was nice to see someone other than Marshall get a few catches, because I don't know about you guys, but the Bears have more than one wide receiver, and I don't know if Jay Cutler is aware of that or was aware of that until this last game when he got injured. Great to see Bennett get his two touchdowns, and really the only knock that you could have on that game is Jay Cutler's fumble. And if you're going to complain over one turnover compared to a very successful game, then I think that you're crazy.
I agree with that, and definitely on the Jay Cutler bandwagon on this podcast. I believe a lot, 75% of this podcast is. And Jay's really proven his haters wrong. Only three turnovers, and two of them were in the first game. And in the last two games, he has six touchdowns and no interceptions. Ben, we led this fan club all year. What has Jay done differently in these last two games?
I feel it's more along the lines of his decision-making. Shane always makes a comparison. The Cutler has the talent to be a great quarterback, but not always the decision-making. And in the last two games, Cutler hasn't made those no throws where he, to quote Skip Bayless, where he throws into, you know, double Marshall and double coverage, or tries to throw a deep ball to Alshon when they have a safety help over the top and he's well covered. So I think that's made the real difference these past two games.
And change your counter argument.
I want to cut in and say that I think that part of that has to go on credit to Trestman, because the last two games, Cutler has been getting rid of the ball a lot faster, which isn't giving him the time to sit there and think and look around. He's got to, you know, read the defense, think who's going to be open, and then hit the throw. I mean, he's getting rid of the ball fast, which is going to stop him from making the dumb throws downfield.
And he's dumping it off a lot to Forte this year instead of trying to force it into double coverage. I see him dumping it off a lot, and especially that one run in the, I think it was I can't remember if it was the Jets or the 49ers game when he took off and ran for 19 yards. That was a, the decision making is really impressive. And in reality, he's only had one bad decision, and that was that pick against the Bills. Anybody else?
Agreed.
Yeah. I mean,
another thing, I don't think we're switching topics, but I wanted to bring up Kyle Fuller. Yeah. Talk about, like, just all around great start to the season. Yeah. I mean, Charles Tillman's out. I mean, they've been saying all year that he's been going to mentor Tillman, and you can see he was punching the ball out. I think he had two punch outs last game.
Yep.
One of them went out of bounds, the other one was on the sideline, but covered it in the around. And then he also had another interception. If I had to pick a Bears player of the game, it would be him. The other one would be Martin Bennett.
Yeah, I'm gonna give my game ball to, for the second week in a row, Jay. I think Jay played another flawless game, and especially against a Rex Ryan defense that's first against the run. Jay really came out and did really well, and just found all of his receivers, found Santonio Holmes twice, and made really good decisions. And yeah, on the defensive side of the ball, I really liked what John Bostic did, minus the last drive when he dropped the interception. But still, Bostic led the team in tackles and did a lot of good things, and that's really positive going forward. Ben, what was your...
That's another thing.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that I personally, I mean, I understand Bostic's not all the way there, like, mentally. I kind of like Jay is. Jay has the potential. Like, Bostic, he has such potential. It's just the fact that he's not using it yet, but I think he's a better fit in the lineup, or DJ Williams is, than Shea McClellan is.
Well, I don't think we're going to see Shea for a long time. I think he had surgery today, so.
Well, I'm just saying, in general, I think that DJ Williams or Bostic in there is a better fit for our defense than McClellan was.
Yeah, I agree. Ben, who is your offensive and defensive player of the game?
Offensive player of the game would be Matt Forte. He did not have a lot of rushing yards, but part of that is on the offensive line. What he did well was catch the ball well, 8 yards after the catch, and he did not let his lack of running yards affect his catching ability or help block players for Jay. Defensively, I mean, I'm going to go with the Bears' defensive end because of what I said earlier of what they did early on the game helped really stop that zone read early, which led the Jets to go away from it later on in the game.
And Jared Allen had a team-high 8 quarterback hurries in last game, so that's very positive going in. I forgot we signed him through 2 games, but this is very positive. But Austin,
yeah. With the Forte thing though, is that I like how he finished off his runs, like every.
Yep.
He did get a. He put his head down and back 3 or 4 yards. Smash.
Yep.
Austin, going to get a couple extra yards, and I love to see that.
Austin, what was your take on the game? I know you didn't get to catch a lot of this game, but if you could give me a player to watch going into next week, who is it?
I think my player going into next week is going to be the wide receiver with the most amount of yards last week, and that would be Alshon Jeffrey. I think that he is going to be a big part against the struggling Packers secondary. And I think that if there's some person that's going to take over the game, I fully expect it to be Alshon Jeffrey.
All right, sounds good. And that's a good shift into the preview for the game we're going to do. I'm going to start with my keys to the game. I think one key is to get Matt Forte going. The Packers are the 30th. Run defense this year, so that's very encouraging, and I think Forte could break out and have over 150 yards this game total. And I think another key is the defensive line. I think this is their game with the battered up Green Bay line that just let Detroit just manhandle them. I think this is the game where Jared Allen and Willie Young and Lamar Houston really come out to play, and it's going to be very interesting to see. Ben, what are your keys to the game? Ben?
I am looking forward to see how Martellus Bennett can continue his success that he's had in the past 2 weeks. The past 2 weeks, I don't know how many catches he had this game. And we had team-high eight catches and a touchdown. And last week, he had 2 touchdowns. So, if he can continue to go, give another...
Hey, Ben, you cut out there.
And have a big game.
All right, yeah, say that again because you cut out there. Just give a brief synopsis.
My two down last week, he had 2 touchdowns. So Bears will do well.
All right, and Shane, what are your keys to the game for a Bears victory?
I think our key is going to be Jay Cutler. I think that get rid of the ball back, do what they do best, and get extra yards. Like I said, short completions and let them run. And on defense, I think it's going to be the defensive line as well. I think that we need to contain Rodgers. We need to keep him in the pocket and put pressure on him at the same time, if that makes sense. Rodgers is very good at getting out of the pocket, finding receivers for completions, and he's very good at like eluding the linemen when they're coming at him. But I think we need to get at him early and stick with him all game.
All right, and Austin, you've watched the Packers all year. What do you think their biggest weakness is that the Bears could exploit on Sunday?
Can I generalize and say the defense as a whole?
That's completely fine.
it's a lot of worry in and around Green Bay about their offense, and I've been told that they're going to switch blocking schemes from a man-to-man base to a zone, which they have ran the last couple of years, and it's been a success when they run it. So I'm not worried particularly much about the... as that is a game. And I don't know. However, I took the offense to do more, so... I hope that Sam Shields has fun covering Alshon.
All right. We didn't catch much of that, but I think you got a good portion. The defense just does not look good for Green Bay, so that's something the Bears could exploit. With our predictions coming up, we're going to do this Bears-Green Bay game first. I'm going to take the Bears... if Twitter already didn't know, and everybody else does in this entire world. I'm going to the game Sunday, so I'm going to take the Bears. I think they win. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be 31-28. I think Robbie hits a late field goal, and we take home the victory. Shane, what are you thinking?
I think it's going to be a pretty low-scoring game, to be honest. I mean, that the Bears-Packers usually is super, a lot of adrenaline, big rivalry game. You don't know really enough if the Packers showed up or the Lions really had a bad game. But I'm going to go with a lower scoring game. The Bears win 14-7.
14-7, you said?
Sure.
Okay. 17-14.
It cut out at that point, so I didn't hear it. But, all right, Ben, what are you thinking?
I think this is going to be a good old-fashioned shootout. I got the Bears winning 31-24.
All right. And Austin from the Green Bay side, what are you thinking?
I think it's going to be really close. Expecting both offenses to do very well. And I think that it'll be a one-point game, and I have the Bears winning 28-27.
All right, so a clean sweep on the board for the Bears. And hopefully that holds true, and we'll have a happy podcast next week. We're going to get back to the picks here. Thursday night game against the Giants at the Redskins. I'm taking the Redskins. Austin.
I'll go Skins.
Ben.
Go ahead, Ben.
I'll take Skins. Kirk Cousins is turning this team around.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Redskins as well.
All right, the next game on the docket is the Packers and Bears, and we all took the Bears. The next game is Buffalo at Houston. I'm going with the road team here. I think EJ Manuel gets it done with Buffalo. Austin.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with Buffalo as well. Houston played two very good games to start off the year. Ryan Fitzpatrick wasn't asked to do much in either of those. The second that he was asked to do something, he folded last week. And I look for him to do the same.
All right, Ben?
I'm going to take Buffalo here. Just because Jadeveon Clowney is out. This podcast.
And Shane?
I'm going to go with Buffalo as well, I think. I don't know if EJ Manuel have a great game, but I think the Buffalo's defense is going to step up against Houston's offense.
All right, next game is Titans at Colts. I'm going with the Colts. Austin?
I am going to go with the Colts easily.
All right, Ben?
Colts.
Shane?
Got to go with the Colts, man. It's hard to go against Andrew Luck.
All right. The Carolina Panthers, maybe without Cam Newton, against Baltimore.
I am going to go with the Panthers.
Oh, really? Okay.
Panthers as well. I think Raven last week, but it won't carry into this game.
All right. Shane?
I'm going Ravens. Steve Smith is going to have over 100 yards receiving with two touchdowns.
Yep, I'm going with the Ravens also. Detroit in New York to face the Jets. I'm going with the upset here. I'm taking the Jets, Austin.
Oh boy. I'm going to go Jets.
Ben?
I'm going to take the Lions.
And Shane?
I'm going to take the Lions as well. Megatron's going to go off.
All right. Tampa Bay with the Josh McCownless Buccaneers at Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
What was that, Ben?
Tampa.
Tampa, okay. Did you say Tampa 2 when it cut out? Ben?
I'm going.
You going with the Steelers, Shane?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with the Steelers, too. Dolphins at Raiders. I'm going with the Dolphins.
The Raiders. I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
All right.
I got the Dolphins. Where are they playing at?
Oakland.
I'm going with the Raiders then.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Jacksonville. That's a stretch. Jacksonville at San Diego. I'm taking the Chargers, and that's my lock of the week.
Yeah. Chargers. Not even close.
Chargers by...
By how many? Hold on. By how many?
I have Philip Rivers on my fantasy team, so I'm hoping not.
Ben said by 22.
Jesus. Okay.
Put that in the standings. They have to win by 22.
If they don't win by 22, that's wrong, Ben. But Shane, did you go the Chargers too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I already marked it down. Falcons at Vikings.
Atlanta.
Ben?
I'm gonna go with Atlanta here.
Shane?
Yeah. Castle's out for the year. Bridgewater's not ready.
It's not even that. You can't stop Matt Ryan and the Falcons offense right now. It's unbelievable.
Yep, we're sweeping it. I'm going with Atlanta too. Actually a pretty decent game on the West Coast, a 3 o'clock game. Eagles at Niners. I'm taking the Eagles to stay undefeated.
I am gonna take the Eagles as well.
San Francisco. I got the Eagles.
And Shane.
Yeah, I think I was going with the Eagles too.
All right, another
Corey Sproles is gonna tear them apart.
All right, the apparently to SportsCenter, this is the best quarterback matchup this week. Drew Brees and Tony Romo. Yeah, completely missed the noon game, I guess. Saints at Cowboys. I'm taking the Saints in a rout.
I'm gonna go Saints as well. I really want to make a bold prediction, but I don't think Dallas has any defense.
Ben? Yeah, you're cutting out again.
I'm going Saints, and Drew Brees is going to throw 4 TDs.
Well, and what did Ben say? He cut out.
He said he's going Dallas.
Dallas?
Dallas.
Okay. And the Monday night game, Patriots at Chiefs.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs on this one. Tom Brady hasn't been playing the way that Tom Brady plays.
I am also.
And that's it.
I'm also rolling with the Chiefs. Ben?
I'm going to go with the Pats here. I trust Tom. He'll come up big. Plus, Alex Smith isn't playing very well going into the game. And New England has good D.
All right, and Shane?
I'm going with the Chiefs as well. Jamar Charles is hopefully going to be back, and if not, then Niles Davis has been playing good for him. I think Alex Smith is going to have a normal game like he usually does, but I think they're going to ground and pound it all night on the Pats.
All right, and that's it for Pick'em. We will discuss now our fantasy league. I am 2-1. Shane is 1-2. Austin's 1-2. And Ben, do you want to say your record for everybody at home?
I'm 0-3.
What has gone wrong? We need inside info. Let's hear it.
What have gone wrong? He drafted Jake Locker and Philip Rivers when he had plenty of really good quarterbacks on the board. Rivers,
Jake Locker, who's now been dropped.
More points per game than Drew Brees. So shut the hell up.
End of the season. Well, end of the season. Talk to me. And this is like Darren McFadden.
You're hating on my quarterback picks. Yeah, I took.
I'm pretty sure Russell Wilson went off the board after Rivers did.
Okay. Russell Wilson fucking sucks, so I'm happy with that.
Well, now we're going to have to make it explicit.
Thanks, Ben. And you also just dropped Jake Locker today.
I didn't drop Jake Locker. I picked up Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Ben and Shane were very active on the waiver wire. I think they made 4 moves today each.
Did I get any of my waiver transactions?
You got,
I
want like,
to pick up Kirk Cousins.
You got like 3 of them. No, Ben got Kirk Cousins.
Fuck you, Ben.
There it
Another
is.
I have
like 3 players.
Let's just all drop.
I had to drop
3 players on bye this week. That's why I had to pick up these guys.
All right.
I couldn't stand Toby Gerrard anymore. I had to get rid of him. He just kept getting notifications he was probable, and it pissed me off that he was probable. I didn't want him to be out.
We are never doing a fantasy segment of this podcast ever again.
That was the best part of it.
We just had...
I had to drop McFadden. As much as it killed me to do, I had to drop McFadden.
Ben, McFadden's terrible.
I don't think he's in the league.
But...
I think he's got to MJD.
But I think MJD was hurt and McFadden still didn't play.
Yeah, it was terrible.
So he's backup to their backup when nobody even knows who that is.
I'm pretty sure that he plays in Chicago for the Chicago Rush. A little bit of arena football.
But
he's going to play for the LA Kid. I was thinking today, I have a serious question. Does anybody know what happened to Cedric Benson? Is he alive?
I don't think he is. He went to Green Bay after the Bears, then he went to the Cincy. And I think he went overseas to play, maybe?
Canada?
Went to the European leagues.
Hold on, I'm doing a quick Google search on him. Real quick.
You playing soccer over there? Or El Football?
Signed with Manchester United the other day.
He's...
So, Cedric Benson is a free agent.
So, I'm picking him up.
He's 31 years old. But he's a free agent.
Sign him. Let's go, Packers. No, seriously, though. How about the Vikings? They could pick him up. Maybe,
yeah.
I don't know any other teams that are really in dire need of
the Raiders.
Jacksonville. We got Toby Gerner and Robinson.
Hey, dude, don't make fun of Toby.
Dude, I picked him up fancy. Think he's having a good year.
I'm sick now.
Awful.
All right.
Yeah, you didn't hear Cano made the switch.
I didn't know Robinson Cano played.
We never talked Champ Bailey.
We'll just go around real quickly here. Would you guys want Champ Bailey as a nickelback for the Bears?
Yes.
Yes, I would. Does
Bailey even play anymore?
Yeah, no. He got injured last year, and he said he's healthy and ready to roll. He's a free agent.
Oh, boy. I hope the Packers sign him.
I hope they don't.
You know what's awesome is that there was once a washed-up guy who was an ex-Oakland Raider who came over to the Packers, and he was their defensive MVP for 4 years by the name of Charles Woodson.
Hey, we'll just leave it at this, that Jake Arrieta just hit a triple. What? Okay, but
you can do it all.
Back to football.
2015 World Series.
I said wild card, but whatever.
There's always next year.
But, damn it, I don't remember what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, same amount of turnovers Aaron Rodgers and Jay Cutler have, so that's kind of interesting for the Cutler haters, and Jay has a top 10 passer rating this year, so there's that. Shane, for your Jay Cutler hate, do you have anything to say?
Want to say that even though he hasn't thrown a lot of picks in the last couple of games or any picks in the last two games, he's been playing very well football statistically. There still are some passes that I question.
Yeah.
A lot. There's twice or three times that he threw into Brandon Marshall before Brandon Marshall got hurt on Monday night where there was two guys on him and another guy in the vicinity. I think one ball should have been picked. The touchdown he threw, which is a perfect throw, by the way. It was absolutely perfect where he needed to be. But if that guy would have turned his head at all, he could have just stuck his hands out and grabbed it.
Well, risky throw.
He made a good throw, but it was risky. I'm not complaining. No picks. That's fine. But one of these times coming up here, I think Jay's going to have a bad game, and I'm going to take 3 picks in the next 2 weeks.
Well, you got to think he also did throw another touchdown to Brandon Marshall that got called back.
That's what he's talking about. I'm not throwing
the
receiver. The defender didn't really turn his head.
Oh.
And back to your team, 3 picks in 3 games isn't really that great.
Well, he only has 2 picks. He has 2 picks and a fumble.
I thought you said he had 3 picks.
Three turnovers.
I hope that I'm not gonna say anything. I don't want to drink anything. Zero picks the last 2 games. Hope he's that Jay Cutler last week is that the short passes also led to the defense getting a longer break, which I think also helped the defense. We're tired. Didn't pull the long passes and took time off the clock.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. This is episode number 27. So who's you guys' 27s?
Matt Lindstrom.
I can go with Craig Monroe, who was on the 2007 Cubs for like 10 minutes. Who's 27 on anything? Oh, Johnny Oduya, right? I think.
Oduya. Are you sure?
I think. I'm like 60% sure.
I think.
That didn't sound very good. That's an F.
Oduya's 27, yep.
I think you're right, though.
Yes.
Oduya's 27, yeah.
That's right.
Okay, I vote Johnny Oduya.
I'm going to vote Oduya also.
Oduya, Ben?
Yeah, I mean...
Boo.
If you're not picking Oduya, then I don't know who you're picking from Chicago.
There is a Bears 27, but I can't think of it.
Oduya because I don't know any 27s.
I think Calvin Hayden wore 27. But hey, we'll stick with Oduya. So, no, we're sticking with Johnny Oduya. So that concludes this podcast. This has been episode 27. You can follow us on Twitter at @ShyBenchThought. You can like us on Facebook at Thoughts from the Bench.
Titans just won and clinched a playoff berth.
Damn it. We could have been breaking news.
I got that alert like 10 minutes ago.
Didn't say I'm out of here. I got to piss.
Oh, SportsCenter just told me.
Okay.
Hey, is Avisail Garcia 27?
No. Don't know. Ben just left. He's so. Not. Well, I haven't ended the podcast yet, so we're going to end this podcast right now. Peace out, everybody.